bonjour à tous. Hi, everyone. Welcome on the call. We're going to keep it straightforward. Commissioner Ambrosi will open it up with remarks, and then we'll open the lines for questions. Considering the amount of people on the call and the time we had at our disposal, roughly the next 25 minutes, we're asking to limit yourself to one question without a follow-up so we can get to as many people and outlets as possible. We will be muting your line after your question. If you want to follow up, register again hitting star one, and hopefully we can get to you again. And now let me do this in French quickly. On va y aller en simplicité. Aujourd'hui, le commissaire va débuter avec une brève allocution, puis on va passer aux questions. On vous demande de vous limiter à une question en raison du nombre de personnes sur l'appel. Nous allons couper l'audio de votre ligne une fois que votre question sera posée. Si vous en avez une autre, signifiez-le en suivant le protocole de l'opérateur. Et on espère pouvoir ainsi se rendre à vous à nouveau. I would now like to turn it over to the commissioner of the CFL, Mr. Randy Ambrosi. Randy, over to you.
Thank you, merci. Ladies and gentlemen, Madame et Monsieur, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I really want to focus my comments in really three broad categories. I want to talk about commitment, disappointment, and finally about gratitude. So starting with commitment, I want you all to know, and I want all Canadians to know, we want all Canadians to know that we are absolutely committed to our focus on the 2021 season and beyond, and a bright future for the Canadian Football League. We're going to now shift our focus to our future 2021 season, in which we believe will be the biggest comeback season in the history of Canadian football. Of course, we are facing some significant challenges, but just in the truest of Canadian spirit, it's our intention to battle through those challenges to better days ahead. Talk a little bit about some disappointment. Obviously, you know, the league and all nine teams have spent weeks and weeks working on a plan to play a strong and safe shortened season this fall. We were obviously going to go to Winnipeg, where, you know, the city of Winnipeg, the province of Manitoba, big thanks to, you know, Premier Pallister and Mayor Brian Bowman, to the Winnipeg Football Club, to Wade Miller, to Dana Spiring and their board of governors for the hospitality that they're planning on showing us, that the pieces, all the pieces that were required to play, didn't come together. We were close to a new CBA for 2020 with our players. We had a health plan that had been approved by officials in Manitoba, where the games would have taken place, and was praised by the federal health officials. And what we really needed in the end was financial support from the federal government that never materialized. I also, you know, just want to say that in the spirit of gratitude, that there have been so many people that have done well above and beyond to help us through this process. I want to say a big thanks to our players for, you know, coming together with us and working in the spirit of a partnership that we're committed to building together. I think the last several weeks have been amongst the best that I've seen in my 3 years as commissioner of the league. I want to say a huge thanks to our fans. So many of them have reached out to us over the past several months and offered any help that they can. And just the question they almost always end the conversation with is, tell us how we can help. And that's obviously very gratifying. I want to say thanks to our sponsors who have been loyal and supportive. Again, in almost every case, their question is, how can we help? What can we do to see the CFL through this short-term crisis? And to all of our sponsors, we appreciate their support. I want to say a big thanks to our partners at TSN. You know, in the story of this crisis and the pandemic and its effect on our league are told, we'll be able to say that our partners and friends at TSN went above and beyond to help us see our way through this, and we thank them for their efforts. And I just want to thank our players and our fans for their patience. Obviously, this process took a long time. We tried to keep every option open. We worked hard. We felt the best thing we could possibly do for our fans and our players was to play a football season. We had a couple of starts and stops with the government where we were optimistic that we would see support come through, and that never materialized, as I said earlier. But we can honestly say at this point that we tried everything possible to have a football season, and I appreciate the patience that everyone has shown, and to our friends in the media, thank you to all of you for for your patience as well. I know this story has gone on for quite some time, and I'm sure at times frustrating for you, but thank you for staying with us. And again, we look forward to a bright future together. So with that, OP, I'll wrap up my opening comments. I'll open it up to questions.
Thank you. Merci. Please press star 1 at this time if you would like to ask a question. Veuillez appuyer sur étoile 1 si vous voulez poser une question. Our first question, la première question, is from Douglas Gallivan with CBC News Montreal. Please go ahead, your line is now open. Please unmute your line, Mr. Gallivan.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now? Can you hear
yes.
me? We can hear you.
Hey, sorry about that. You mentioned that you said you want the league to come back stronger than ever, but just the way that this whole thing has unfolded over the last couple of months, it seems like the financial pressures on you were pretty high. So how can you reassure fans that you're going to come back stronger than ever when it appears like you're going to need more and more financial help to make that happen?
Well, I appreciate your question. Look, I can tell you I had a chance to have a call with our governors this morning. Around that table was a great spirit of resolve that we make the announcement that we come back together, after we get through announcing the disappointment of a lost season, but that we find a way to make this work. Some of the things that are going to happen is we've been working on our financial model, looking for ways to create more efficiency in our business, finding ways to work more and do more together, and finding a way to share more together to make our business stronger than it has been in the past. So that's one of the secrets. There are no magic answers to all of the challenges that we're going to face, but I have the good fortune of waking up every day with a remarkable group of governors, a remarkable group of owners, and I get a chance now to go back to them with some time that we've never had before to really work on a long-term plan, think about how we can accelerate our plans to become more international, look for other revenue opportunities that can open doors for us to a bigger and stronger future. So my answer is that I simply believe in the people that I work with. I believe that we will rise to this challenge. And with the support of our fans and our sponsors, I believe that this league can be positioned for its best future possible. It's going to take a lot of hard work, but I believe that that together we will see 2021 be the year of a great comeback for our league.
Thank you. Merci. Our next question, la prochaine question, is from Daniel Austin with the Calgary Sun. Please go ahead. Avez la parole.
Thank you. Randy, early in the pandemic, you said that the league had lost $20 million last season. Obviously, no revenue coming in this year. Are you confident that there will be 9 teams playing in the CFL in 2021 should the league return?
Well, as I said before, we obviously have some challenges to overcome, but I am confident, yes, that we will have 9 teams take the field in 2021. Do I think that happens overnight? No. But do I think together, working with all of our teams, again, I go back to my earlier comments. What has become obvious to us is that we have an opportunity to run the league differently than it's been run in the past. A more cooperative ecosystem off the field, more sharing of resources that we haven't done in the past. And I'm confident that if we do that, if we look for ways to be a more unified organization off the field, it'll allow us to be as competitive as we've ever been on the field. So, today my optimism is high. I'm feeling confident. But part of what we have to face is the disappointment that we're all going to endure. And I'm thinking today about our players and feeling for them that this is a season that they wanted to play. And I'm so disappointed for them and their families. I really wanted this season, and we wanted this season for our players. I think about our coaches, all of whom, these world-class coaches who wanted to coach these great players. And I'm thinking about them and their families and their disappointment today. But I believe in the future of this league, and I think if we work together that we can return bigger and stronger than ever. It's going to take a lot of work, but I'm confident that we can, that we will accomplish everything that we want to accomplish and maybe a little more.
Thank you, Missy. Our next question is from Moses Woldu with the Global Calgary. Please go ahead, have la parole.
Hi, Commissioner. I wanted to talk about where the breakdown began with the federal government and why there wasn't that need if you were so desperate for the money for this season that you weren't able to, say, you know, provide transparency in terms of the finances and get what the government needed in order to make that decision.
Well, I can say it was never brought to our attention that there was a lack of transparency. Quite honestly, I think we were as best we could, you know, as clear and concise and transparent as we could possibly have been. Look, we tried hard. We worked really hard, and there were a couple of times where there were really bright spots that we saw an opening. And a willingness and an interest by government to work with us. And those moments really gave us confidence that something could be done. You know, I don't know why it didn't happen. They did show us a couple of opportunities that we were clear with them wouldn't work for us. And then new ideas surfaced, and those looked even more promising, but they never materialized. But I don't believe the problem was a lack of transparency. It just seemed in the end that, you know, they couldn't get done what we thought they would and what we hoped that they would. But, you know, from my perspective, I can spend a lot of my time on focused on being negative and angry, and I'm just not going to do that. I more feel a sense of sorrow and disappointment. But tomorrow morning, we're going to get up and we're going to take this league to a better, bigger, stronger place. And that's the attitude that we're going to take. So, today we'll reflect on what might have been, but tomorrow it's back to business and building this great league of ours.
Thank you. Our next question, a question is from Jay Janower with Global Sports. Please go ahead, have la parole.
Good morning from the West Coast, Mr. Commissioner. Randy, a disappointing day for Canadians across the country as well as their players. How do you come back stronger in 2021? You couldn't get government money this year. Are you going to need it next year? And what does coming back stronger mean, Randy? I know you talked about efficiencies, but it didn't really sound like there was a plan there. What's the plan for 2021, and will it require government assistance?
Well, listen, as it currently stands, most of us in our day-to-day lives don't know what 2021 is going to bring. We're obviously all still immersed in the effects of this COVID virus, and of course, like all of you, we are following the news daily, and we're seeing our lives change by virtue of a virus that we still don't have a vaccine for. Do we have absolute certainty in what 2021 will bring? No, we don't. But some of the things that we can control is that we can now look at how do we make our league more efficient? So building a core strategy for operational efficiency is one thing we can absolutely do. In our biggest markets, and frankly in all of our markets, we can now spend some time from the end of August through the end of this year and into the winter and spring. We can spend that time reaching out to new communities. We can make contacts with, you know, Canadians who maybe don't know how great our league is or have never been personally invited into the CFL family, and we can take time in our markets to really reach out and invite people to be part of this great Canadian experience. You know, so often in our regular season, it ends at the end of November, of course, then you get into the holiday season, so not much gets done, and then you're into January, and before you know it, you're back into football season planning. We now have an opportunity to use September, October, November, December, January, February to really focus on reaching into Canadian communities, welcoming a broader community of Canadians to be fans of our great league, spending more time working with the existing sponsors on new strategies, spending more time looking for new potential supporters of our great league again. It's time to go back to work. It's time to focus on how do we broaden our community of supporters, and we have to use this time effectively. One of the things that I'm excited about, and we have talked to our players about, is how do we work together? How do we get our players, who have been almost legendary in the way they, in the way and the positive effect they have in the communities that we serve, how do we work with our players to reach out into our communities and welcome more people into this Canadian Football League family that has been such a big part of Canada? It's those kinds of things that we're working on. So we have very specific plans that are going to be taking shape in the days ahead. Now we deal with our short-term disappointment and focus on our long-term optimism.
Thank you. Merci. Our next question, la prochaine question, is from Dan Barnes with Post Media. Please go ahead. Avez la parole.
Randy, you told the Finance Committee in May that a canceled season could quadruple what are normal league losses. How much do you expect the CFL to lose in 2020? And do you also expect 2021 to be a money loser?
Well, Dan, I think it's safe to say that we expect that our losses will be larger in 2020. Obviously, our single biggest source of revenue is ticket sales. So that is, you know, that will be affected by this. But then our plan is to, and our teams are going to begin tomorrow reaching out to their season ticket holders and talking about 2021 and some other exciting plans that we've got that we won't reveal today, but we have plans to reveal in the days ahead. We'll be talking to our fans directly about, you know, how they can help us get through this period of uncertainty and into a better 2021. Dan, there's a great question about what will 2021 bring for all of us. And again, we just shared, you know, we all don't really know how long will this current environment of you know, kind of social distancing and wearing the masks and small gatherings rather than large gatherings. We don't know, but we're going to go into a planning process and do as much as we can to be ready for multiple scenarios. I think it is safe to say that the virus caught us all off guard. You know, if we go back to January and February, we were watching this problem from a distance that was going on in another part of the world, and all of a sudden it landed on our shore and it caught us off guard. But now we're going to have to really come together and think about how will we have a season in 2021 under a variety of circumstances. We have to work with our coaches and our players, we have to work with our sponsors, and we have to work with our fans to find those answers. But Dan, I think we'll plan that 2021 will be a softer year for revenue, but if we can expand our fan base, if we do the things I was describing earlier, if we use this time to reach into the communities of newer Canadians that may not have had an opportunity to know how amazing it is to sit in a CFL stadium and cheer on your local team, how much you'll feel more Canadian when you do these things, and using our stadiums to celebrate being Canadian, using our stadiums to celebrate our diversity are just some of the things that we'll be talking about in the weeks and months ahead as a way to really broaden our fan base and through that lens, making 2021 a bigger, better, stronger year for our league.
Thank you. Merci. Our next question, la prochaine question, is from Paul Friesen with the Winnipeg Sun. Please go ahead. Avez la parole.
Hi, Randy. Understanding it's an unprecedented hand you were dealt here, how much responsibility do you take for this, given the things you maybe could have done differently, starting with your first trip to the federal government for your first ask?
Yeah, well, Paul, I think it's a fair question, and quite honestly, I've never met a leader that I respect that doesn't take responsibility when things don't go well. So, Paul, I have to feel, and I do feel responsible for the fact that we're not going to play this season. The honest answer is, in all things, there's things that we can learn. Look, I can look back, and I have looked back on how this all unfolded. And there are things that I would like to have done differently. You try to learn from those things and move on. But in that, you also have to have resolve. I don't believe in this league any less than I believed in it when I left Calgary after Grey Cup 2019, and we were looking at the expansion of our International Alliance program and our partner countries and all of those things, Paul, which I feel so good about, and I was such a big part of getting launched along with so many members of my team. So, Paul, yeah, look, I do feel that I am responsible for the fact that we aren't on the field this year, but I'm resolved to learn from what we've experienced, and I'm looking forward to a bright future. And the commitment I've made to my governors is to work tirelessly with our presidents, to work tirelessly with our football operations partners, our coaches, our GMs, and to work with our players in a way that frankly, I think can bring credit to this league. Learn from our mistakes and move on, because frankly, that's life.
Thank you, Missy. Our next question, a prochaine question, is from Britton Gray with 980 CJNE Regina. Please go ahead.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Randy. I'm just wondering what your thoughts on the relationship with the players are right now throughout all this, because we're seeing on Twitter a lot of reactions, seeing all throughout it, a lot of reactions. How do you feel about the relationship with the players after all of this?
Yeah, again, it's a great question, and I will tell you that I think the last many weeks, and I'd probably say 6-7 weeks to be sure, maybe longer, I really feel like we really started to hit our stride. I talked to Solomon earlier today, and we talked about coming from the top and how the two of us can go a long way to really bridging the gap between the players and the league. I'm so very proud of the work that our Players Relation Committee did with the PA, that we came very close to getting a CBA completed for the 2020 season. Anyone who knows collective bargaining knows there's always a bit of tension during the collective bargaining process, and just the nature of the relationship between the league and the players always has a little bit of stress. But I feel like the conversations between ourselves, myself with Solomon, myself with Brian Ramsey, and our general tone of the conversations with the players has become much more positive. Look, again, I just want to go back to it. I'm heartsick for our players today who wanted to play. They're football players, and of course they wanted to play football. I know how hard this has been on them and their families. The uncertainty has been very difficult. And I can't blame them for being frustrated, because it's been a frustrating time for all of us. And all of us in our day-to-day lives at some point have expressed frustration by how this COVID pandemic has affected us in many ways. But at the same time, I have to have resolve that I want to do well by our players. I want to see us get back on the field in 21. I want to help the players as much as we can now get through this crisis in the short term. And then how do we focus on building a bigger, stronger CFL together? And this is what we've been talking about. How do we create a relationship where we have an alignment of interests, where we're all focused on growing this thing, and we all have a space in growing this league together, where everybody benefits from the success that we can have. And I'm very optimistic in talking with Solomon and Brian, and just the general conversation we've had with the PA. I'm very optimistic that in the days, weeks, and months ahead, we're gonna create a new chapter for this league of ours, and it's going to be a bigger, better future, and one where the players and the league can be more of partners in the future of our league. And I think if we do that, then the future's bright.
Thank you, Missy. Our next question, the prochaine question, is from Jeff Hamilton with Winnipeg Free Press. Please go ahead.
Hi, Randy. Thanks for doing this. Just curious about the Hub City plan. And it seemed like, you know, after all the different suggestions on what to do, what not to do, you'd committed to a Hub City, obviously. It kind of dragged on for weeks, even months at some point. I'm just curious how much money went into this Hub City plan, a six-game season, and what you saw the value of playing a six-game season from not only the bottom line perspective, but in general, just having football. Like, what was the value of playing what many people would have viewed as a tough go for this league?
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for the question. Look, I think as we went through this, and there were lots of different views on the value of a truncated season. But really, we focused in terms of what would it do for us. We focused on the fact that, A, first and foremost, it was a way to get our players back on the field and pay them. So I think the biggest motivation of all was the best way to ensure that our players got some compensation this year was to get them back onto the football field. Jeff, that was number one. Number two is we did see a real opportunity, you know, in that particularly in that October-November window to really kind of dominate the landscape where the NHL season would end and the NBA season would end, and we would really have some space to tell our story, even in a truncated season, to really put our football on display and really take center stage in Canada. We felt very, very good about that. And just, you know, look, we're in the business of playing football. And so, you know, playing a season was always better than not playing. And of course, the support we got in Manitoba from the premier, from their mayor, from your health officials, obviously a big thanks to the Bombers, to the Board of Governors, to Dana, and to Wade Miller for the effort they put in. But look, we just thought it would be better for everyone if we played, and certainly the number one priority was our players from the very beginning.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to step into here. We're going to take two more questions, and then we're going to wrap up the call. Please proceed, Emily.
Thank you. Merci. Our next question, the prochaine question, is from Quinn Phillips with Global TV Edmonton. Please go ahead. Have la parole.
Hi, Commissioner. Thank you for doing this. I guess just how hard or frustrating has it been watching other leagues get off the ground with some type of season, you know, the NHL, NBA, but also here at home, the CEBL, Canadian Premier League?
Well, yeah, it's a, thank you for that question. Look, it is frustrating, but, you know, we went into this knowing that our challenges are unique. Obviously, in a couple of those cases, you're talking about very small entities, and it's much easier, I think, and a real credit to them for getting up and running. The big leagues are, I'm talking now the NHL and the NBA, you know, the financial resources they had at their disposal to throw at a hub as they have, we don't have. And so obviously you feel a little disheartened that you wish you had those kinds of resources at your disposal. But listen, we can't feel sorry for ourselves. We tried everything, and I'm so proud of the presidents, the team presidents, and all that they did. Look, in the end, the story will be written the way it's going to be written. But the fact of the matter is, we had a lot of people that just worked night and day to try to make this happen with the best and most honorable of intentions possible. And I feel good about that. And I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and focus on the future of this league, which I believe we will be in years to come. We will be the biggest global football league in the world. We will have players from all around the world joining great Canadian, great American players to celebrate this great game of ours. Spend a little bit of time feeling bad in the moment, the disappointment that we're feeling today, and then we're going to get back, you know, on our feet as football players do. We're going to get knocked down, and then we're going to get back on our feet, and we're going to keep playing, because that's the responsibility we have. But yeah, look, no doubt watching the world unfold as it has in some cases has been frustrating, but I spent little time on that and more focused on how do I help this league, you know, create a better future for itself.
Thank you. Merci. Our last question, or the dernière question, is from Mark Neufeld with City News. Please go ahead. Have la parole.
Hi there. Doing this. You said the Hub City's concept in the six-game season, back on the field, and maybe pay them or compensate them. now that that's not going to happen, can you update us on what the compensation for players, if any, may be moving forward?
Yeah, so we are have already started a conversation which started earlier today. There's going to be a meeting tomorrow that is going to focus on the CEWS program and how do we get as many of our players into the CEWS program as possible. There's obviously we really understand the qualification requirements. Until today, when we canceled our season, we were focused on how to pay them in the context of playing football. Now we have to focus on how do we pay our players when we're not going to play, and we've been talking about some of the work that we can engage the players in and helping us build the league, you know, reaching out to our fans, reaching out to our season ticket holders. And in fact, there's already a meeting set for tomorrow afternoon with the players to talk about how we get them, how do we get them into the CEWS program, to qualify for the CEWS program. As many of them as possible is one of our core strategies. And something that we've already started the discussion with the players about as early as about an hour after the board made its decision today.
Thank you. Merci. Do we have time for one last question?
Unfortunately, we need to end the call at this time. So I would like to thank everyone for joining us today. It's been one of the most attended teleconference calls we've ever done, at least in my time at the CFL. Merci beaucoup tout le monde. Bonne fin de journée. Thanks, everyone. Have a good day.